I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. This week on the show, we are focusing on magic. Whether for you that is the magic of the spirit of Christmas, or if it's the magic of the natural world and this beautiful earth, or if it's the magic that you feel inside, we are keeping our eyes peeled open for magic all week long. And today for our Tuesday contemplation, our Tune In Tuesday, I wanted to have a practice that we can all resonate with, because maybe you're a little bit cynical around the idea of magic, which is okay. Okay, we're all adults. So I wanted to have a really specific practice that for me would remind all of us that actually magic is real, that actually there is something really intangible, beautiful, magical, unfolding behind the scenes that we are not aware of. And for me, the greatest practice to actually get us to that place is contemplating the last time you received a sign from the universe. I'm hearing in the back of my head now all the cynics go like, oh, a sign from the universe. Can we get more woo-woo on this show? You know what I mean, okay? That time where something really synchronistic happened and it just aligned in this big, crazy way, and you can't believe that you were just thinking about that person and then that person was just like right in front of you and then that thing happened with them and what? You know what I'm talking about, those unexplainable moments in life, or those moments when life literally puts a sign on your path in front of you, letting you know that you're on the right path. Or maybe it's a sign you came across that really felt like it was a message from a loved one, a little nudge, a moment of alignment, something that really stopped you in your tracks and made you go, whoa, right? Something that felt like a sign. Now, I'm one of those people that I feel like I receive signs from the universe all the time. The thing about signs is that if we keep our eyes open for them and if we're looking for them, we're going to find them, right? If we are in communication with the universe, we're going to actually be able to receive what the universe is telling us. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I want to share a moment. I was really sitting with, okay, which moment should I share? Because I talk to the universe a lot and she speaks back to me a lot. Please don't turn this podcast off, okay? I promise you this practice is a good one, okay? Please take me seriously as I tell you about the signs I receive from the universe. Okay, so I'm busy packing. We're in the middle of a move. This was a couple of days ago. And a really beautiful blue feather that is actually Leia's. she had in her room. I'm packing it. I'm putting it in a book so that the feather is not going to get scrunched up. And I'm reminded of how this feather came into our lives in the first place. So this was in the middle of the hardest time of our lives, or the hardest time of this year by far. We had to throw away and get rid of so many precious things from finding out that we had mold in our house. And one of the things I had to let go of was this beautiful, unbelievably precious blue feather that I received as a gift from my best friend who passed away. And I knew I had to get rid of this feather. You can't clean feathers. If you have anything moldy, you can't mold clean a feather. I was sitting with this big, painful decision of having to let go of this feather that was always on my altar. That meant so much to me. And I did. And I was crying and I felt such loss because it felt like I was losing a piece of her. I was losing a piece of my connection with her. And that very same day, Leia comes running in through the front door, waving a blue feather, the same kind of blue feather. It looks like the same feather, but it wasn't. And she said, look what I got, look what I got. We went to Aunt Olivia and Uncle Patrick's family and they had these birds there and I got this feather. And I'm just stopped in my tracks. Clear sign from the universe. I had to let this feather go. And immediately a similar one came into my life through my daughter. It was one of those big stop me in my tracks, holy moly, big kind of sign moments. And I got to remember that this past week as I packed that feather up to go to Sweden with us. So I want you to take a moment to remember something synchronistic, something that felt really in alignment, a sign you received from the universe lately. Write about that, hold the energy of that experience in your heart, and remind yourself of the fact that magic is real. There's more to this life than what we can logically assimilate with our thinking brains and minds, right? We all know that there's things that we can't really put into words. There is our intuition and love and that feeling of just knowing without seeing. As you contemplate this experience when you had a sign put on your path, and sometimes it's stuff like that. It's finding coins, it's finding little feathers on our path as we're walking outside. It's losing something just to get a similar thing right back in return. That's the kind of magic that is so very real. And that's the kind of magic I want us to open our hearts to this week, all week long. If you want to journal on this today, our journaling prompt of the day is, a sign I've received from the universe lately is. A sign I've received from the universe lately is. Take a few moments to journal on that, and hopefully it will open your heart and make you more receptive to more signs and more magic. Have a beautiful rest of this day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.